Earlier in the week, we were talking about Rosie Fulton. She's a 24-year-old intellectually disabled woman stuck in a jail in Western Australia for 18 months now without a conviction. She's been judged by the court unfit to plead. Well, Rosie has brain damage from fetal alcohol syndrome. She's held, as I said, in a Kalgoorlie jail, found unfit to plead on driving-related charges. When we spoke to her legal guardian, Ian McKinlay, on Monday, he was calling for Rosie to be returned to Alice Springs so she could be near her family and appropriate care. Well, I'm happy to report there has some progress in this case. After initially suggesting this was a West Australian issue, the Northern Territory government, the health minister in particular, has stepped in. Damien Griffiths is the executive officer of the First Peoples Disability Network. He's also chair of the Closing the Gap Committee for Disability. Damien, good morning.
Morning, Fran. Good to be with you.
Damien, the NT Health Minister has now asked for a risk assessment and a treatment plan for Rosie Fulton. Could this mean that Rosie is a step closer to being released from indefinite detention in Kalgoorlie Jail?
Well, it certainly sounds like it, so we certainly welcome this news and we welcome the intervention by Senator Scullion in corresponding with the NT and Western Australian governments. I guess the thing we're really concerned to see now is what Rosie Anne's support plan will look like when she returns to Alice Springs. That's the critical thing we're now focusing on.
And what will it look like? Rosie's an Indigenous woman. We heard earlier from Ian McKinlay earlier in the week. She did have family and some general supports there. What kind of support is she going to need? Do you have a sense of that?
Well, clearly we would advocate for her to be supported in the community as opposed to supported in the high security facility that's now in Alice Springs. That's simply not appropriate.
Is there any sense she will be locked up in the high security facility?
I think that's to be decided, and we would certainly hope that doesn't happen. She's a person that requires support to live in the community. In fact, it's her right to be living in the community, so we want to see that happen, and we expect that to be what will happen.
There are some parallels between the case of Rosie Fulton and the case of Marlon Noble, who also has an intellectual disability, also Indigenous, and also held indefinitely in prison in WA for a decade. In both cases, it took a media storm, kicked off most latterly by Lateline on ABC, and public outcry for authorities to act. But these cases aren't isolated, are they?
No, they're not isolated cases, and I think you're exactly right, Fran. The shame here, if you like, it's requiring media intervention before anything's done about this, and that concerns us very greatly. It says a lot about where disability is in terms of, you know, in the Aboriginal community. It's not something that's been focused upon enough, and we know that this case and others are not isolated, unfortunately.
How many cases? Do you have any idea of that?
Well, I understand overnight that The Australian is saying that there is 31 people with disability in Western Australian jails that have been that are in jails without being charged, and 17 of those are Aboriginal people. But we know that there's a similar number in the Northern Territory. But we would also say, I think it's still unknown how many Aboriginal people with disability actually fall into this situation. So it's something that needs to be determined urgently.
It's 8:45 on Breakfast. Damien Griffiths is our guest. He's Executive Officer of the First Peoples Disability Network. And Damien, today you've written an op-ed piece to mark Close the Gap Day, highlighting the issue of disability within Indigenous communities. What issues on this front does the case of Rosie Fulton raise?
Well, generally speaking, disability has been overlooked for too long in the Aboriginal context. We've had a strong focus on Aboriginal health, and that's appropriate, and you know, we obviously support that. But too often the needs of Aboriginal people with disability are overlooked. This is not a fringe issue. It impacts on the lives of many Aboriginal people with disability and their families. So we're calling on the government and anyone, frankly, to start recognising that disability is an urgent issue in our community.
And an urgent issue that hopefully will get some attention under the NDIS. We've spoken to you before about the NDIS and the important part it plays for Indigenous Australians. But on that front, you're primarily concerned about the model, about how it's implied, that it's not just a health model, it is an individual responsibility and community model.
Yeah, absolutely. The NDIS has a, you know, great potential for many Aboriginal people with disability to make positive change in their lives. But what we're arguing for and what we've been talking with the National Disability Insurance Agency about is the need to outsource the local area coordination and senior local area coordination functions to existing Aboriginal NGOs that have some experience in disability. This is because often we're talking about very sensitive conversations, and in many Aboriginal communities, disability is a new conversation. So it's much more appropriate that this is done by Aboriginal NGOs and other Aboriginal people with disability than a bureaucratic sort of government approach. Particularly, South Australia is a good example where it's a child trial, where children with disability are the people that are targets under that. trial. Obviously, by definition, that's going to be a very sensitive conversation, and it's something that needs to be led by Aboriginal people with disability and Aboriginal NGOs.
All right, Damien, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Cheers.
Damien Griffiths is Executive Officer of the First Peoples Disability Network. Today is Closing the Gap Day, and he and his group are marking the issue of Indigenous Australians with disability. Many other things marked today too, of course.